Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. It's me, Alex Mearns. I am joined with my co-presenter, Ryan Elliott. Ryan, how are you? Did you enjoy the weekend's football?
Weekend's football was great, absolutely, yeah.
Was it great? Why was it so great?
We managed to get a point. We actually didn't lose a game of football. Sunderland AFC, be proud.
But no one managed to see it because everyone left on 77 minutes. I should really explain more, but you'll get it if you're a football fan. You'll get the reference. Ryan, you've asked me into the studio. You've not really told me what I'm doing here. Can you just explain to me? Because he's just keeping secrets from me now. Go on.
This is going to be a new weekly feature called Let's Get Quizzical. Every week I'm going to be asking Alex 10 questions about a different footballing subject to put his footballing knowledge to the test. This week I'm delighted to announce the topic area is retired shirt numbers.
Oh, God. Right, okay.
Yes. So let's get underway. Are you ready for this, Alex?
Retired shirt numbers. So what you mean, a club has retired a number because of a famous player?
Yeah, well, it could be because they did so well. It could be their service to the club. It could be through tragedy. But for a number of reasons, clubs do occasionally retire a shirt number, meaning no other player is allowed to take that number.
Okay, and is there any in the Sunderland squad at the moment?
No. No. Absolutely not. Kevin Phillips hasn't got his boots out, so it's a no from me.
Is he one of the answers?
No.
All right, okay. Right, question number one. I'm ready for you.
Question number one. Please tell me the player whose shirt this is. Number 10 for the New York Cosmos.
Easy.
Go on then.
Pele.
Fantastic. One out of one.
Yeah.
We'll put a little ding in there.
Ding.
Right.
Oh, no, they don't give me...
Let's move over to England now. Number 6 for West Ham.
Number 6 for West Ham.
Yep.
He is former England captain. He's the only Englishman to ever lift the World Cup, and that is in 1996. And that is the man I've just forgotten.
1996.
No, did I say 1996?
Yeah.
1966. Oh my God. Bobby Moore. Bobby
Moore. Yes, 2-0-2. We got there eventually. Yeah.
All right, I'm enjoying this.
England, the 1996 World Cup winners.
Paul Gascoigne. I think he would have died, maybe.
Yeah, Bobby Moore was in his 50s or something, but he's still there.
Oh, 2-2, not bad.
Yeah, 2-2. Next question. Napoli's number 10 shirt, retired by who?
Napoli's number 10 shirt.
Big one, big
well,
one.
Well, the only Napoli player, well, the most famous Napoli player I can think of who wore number 10, was he a little Argentinian?
Yeah, and he was quite good at football.
Was he quite good at football? Did he have? Was he good with his hands?
He certainly was very handy.
Not Diego goalkeeper. Maradona.
It is Diego Maradona. Oh, 3 out of 3 correct.
Oh God, easy this.
Let's move over to another Italian club. Yeah, it's getting easy for now. Wait until we step it up.
Okay.
Inter's number 4 shirt.
Easy.
Go on.
I thought this one would come up the moment you told me what it was. It's Oh gosh, he is the fullback. Another Argentinian.
Yes.
Zanetti.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're on 4 out of 4. Woo-hoo! Outstanding work.
I'm enjoying this.
Right, just the last easy one. Moving over to the other side of Milan. Milan's number 3, retired by who?
Oh. Well, I imagine it's their most... Oh, I'm split between two.
There is 2 retired defenders. There's a number 6 and a number 3. I want the number 3.
Oh my God, I'm split between... Are the 2 Maldini and Baresi?
They are, but which one's number 3?
Oh my God. Well, Maldini played right back. But right back is normally the number 2 shirt, right? Is that your phone?
I'm absolutely disgraceful. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Not during the quiz.
He's giving him a bit more time to think, at least.
Is it Baresi?
It's wrong. It's Maldini.
Oh my
Baresi's
God.
Number 6. Would you like to know a little bit of trivia about that retired number 3 shirt?
No.
It can only be taken by one of Maldini's sons should they make the first team.
Because Maldini's dad played for AC Milan.
Yeah, so only a Maldini can take the number 3.
God.
It is retired.
But he was right back, right?
I think he played everywhere. Right
well,
back, left back, centre back. Right, so you've dropped a point. It's 4 out of 5. Ajax, number 14. Who
easy,
retired it?
Easy.
Go on,
easy.
Then.
Johan Cruyff.
Correct. 5 out of 6. Very good so far.
I should have been 6.
Let's step it up a notch. Marseille, number 28. Who retired it?
Oh my god. Marseille number 28.
Is he English?
No.
Oh, right. I was going to say, who's that Jordy who won the Champions League with him? Oh, it'll come to me. Anyway, it was not him. Marseille, it's not Joey Barton, is it?
No, it's certainly
it's not Stephen Fletcher.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Number
9 will be his. I can't think of any
Marseille players.
Yeah.
He's currently playing in France, not for Marseille.
He's currently playing in France, not for Marseille.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm really enjoying this, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good little quiz.
I'm just telling you that so I can have some time. It is. Is it. Valbuena?
It is.
Yes!
Valbuena, 6 out of 7. Brilliant stuff.
So why did they retire his shirt? Because isn't he hated there?
He is now hated there for switching over to Lyon, and he's now seen as a traitor, but he was a fantastic servant of Marseille before he headed to Russia, I believe it was.
Okay, yeah.
Right, 6 out of 7. Now we're getting on to the harder questions.
Okay.
Which shirt number at Leeds United has retired and why?
Okay. I was going to say Billy Bremner, who was the greatest captain Leeds United have ever had, but that's...
It's nothing to do with the player.
I know. 17.
Yeah.
Massimo Cellino.
Yeah.
Oh,
would you like to explain to listeners why?
Well, our absolute mental owner, who I absolutely despise, his unlucky number is 17. And at the weekend, it was our 17th home match of the season. And on our programme, it said it wasn't game 17, it was game 16B.
Yeah.
And I think he hasn't done it at Elland Road yet, but he changed all the 17 seat numbers in the ground to 16B.
Yeah,
anyway.
It is indeed, because 17 is seen as bad luck in Italian culture.
I'm annoyed that I got that, because I don't like it.
Yeah, 7 out of 8 though, it's a good effort. Why can no player wear the number 12 shirt at Portsmouth?
Why can no player wear the number 12 shirt at Portsmouth?
Yes, it's actually quite a good reason.
It's what?
It's a very good reason.
Is it because the fans are the 12th man?
It absolutely is.
Oh my god,
it's
yes!
8 out of 9, outstanding.
Yes. Come on.
Right, one more.
One more.
No Chelsea player has been given the number 25 jersey since who?
Oh, I know this. Gianfranco.
Yes.
Yes!
Gianfranco Zola, of course. Yes. No player, though they have not officially retired the shirt, has been allowed to wear the number 25 since Zola departed. 9 out of 10. Fantastic start to Let's Get Quizzical. Congratulations, Alex Menz.
Thank you. Honestly, Ryan, I really enjoyed that. Honestly, really enjoyed that.
Well,
let's do it
come.
Again next week.
Yeah, do your research.
Yeah, so that's just been a bit of fun on the Football Hour Extra Time. I've been Alex Mearns, and I'd just say thank you, Ryan, for picking questions that I knew. But they were pretty hard.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know how we get any... I'm just trying to think of ways we could get listeners involved with that quiz, because we've just given the answers. But maybe we'll put them out on Twitter and see if we can get them before they listen to this podcast. All right, thanks, Ryan. I've been Alex Mearns. That's been Ryan Elliott. You're listening to the Football Hour Extra Time.